Well, here I am in downtown Inverness, busy as ever with local shoppers and tourists. I'm at the junction of High Street and Castle Street, where just this month the heart of the city lost a beat when the legendary Castle Restaurant closed its doors for the last time. It was known as the Castle Snacker. It was a kind of no-nonsense cafe that existed decades before the big burger chains came to town. So there's a lot of nostalgia for something that's been lost, even if that's just crinkle-cut chips. Just as I was when we lost the pick-and-mix memories of Woolworths and the dark Dickensian shoe shop where parents used to drag their children so that sensible brogues could be fitted at the start of each school term. Memories at this junction too of Mr. G's nightclub, where even I was known to strut my stuff in my early 20s. And now, well, the precinct's much like any other town or city in Scotland. It's the usual mix of banks and pricey coffee shops. Over there's the place that just sells candles. Then there's the one that sells covers for mobile phones. Then there's the vaping shop and the pawnbroker chain. Yes, there are one or two to let signs, but not as many as I've seen before. Inverness, a tourist town, of course, so on the streets you still have that Babylonian mix of accents and language. English, Gaelic, French, Spanish, lots of Americans, and often the sound of busking pipers. Some are good and some are not so good. Is there such a thing as the perfect high street? Well, here I'm within walking distance of a butcher, a baker and a candle maker, but the character of any city is never really in these shopping precincts, is it? It's in its own history and architecture, and maybe the little independent shops that exist in the nooks and crannies to the side, and of course in its people. And I think the wrench we feel when things change is not about places, it's not about shops or streets, but it is about the people we were with at those times in our lives, and how we miss those times and those people.